Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Washington state man is charged with setting a fire at the Cantwell Lodge yesterday. Alaska state troopers report that 33-year-old Jason Kapfer of Spokane fled the scene of the early morning fire that destroyed the hotel portion of the lodge located in Cantwell near the intersection of the Parks and Denali highways. Kapfer was arrested yesterday afternoon while walking along the Alaska Railroad tracks. Troopers say Kapfer, who is also accused of damaging vehicles belonging to two hotel tenants, is charged with arson and criminal mischief. He's jailed at Fairbanks Correctional Center. A shift in the weather pattern is expected to make it feel more spring-like in the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist John Cowan says a low-pressure system in western Alaska will channel southerly air over the interior.
Keep us warmer and drier over the next couple of days, and actually with the ridge building in, over the eastern half of this day, we'll actually see some warm temperatures working their way back in over the next couple of days, maybe looking at around 60 degrees for the Fairbanks area.
Cowan says those readings could jump to the mid-60s Wednesday through the remainder of the week, warming that should jumpstart river breakup.
We've kind of seen a little bit of a delayed process so far this spring as far as breakup goes, so we will definitely see an acceleration of that into the weekend.
A Weather Service breakup map shows the Yukon River to be mostly ice-covered. The proposed Fairbanks North Star Borough budget includes money to force people to remove junk from their property. The line item drew public criticism at an assembly meeting Thursday. Jesse Shadley told the panel the proposed code enforcement cleanup project fund would be used to violate residents' property rights.
To take people to court and tell them what they can and can't have on their private property.
Tara Gildner testified that some junk collectors provide an alternative source of vehicles and parts.
I know that sometimes things can be unsightly, and I don't personally recommend that people have junkyards, but they are a great help to our economy.
Assemblymember Van Lawrence asked Gildner about the rights of people who worry about their neighbor's junk affecting their property value.
Kind of goes both ways, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Assemblymember Lance Roberts was critical of the cleanup project fund and noted it targets even small junkyards.
It's only about 1,000 square foot of stuff on your property that would qualify you to be a junkyard.
The assembly voted to reduce funding for the program from $100,000 to $20,000. The panel will consider amendments to and final approval of the broader $165 million borough budget at a meeting this Thursday night. I'm Dan Bross.